One more question before we let you go. You probably know by now that you were mentioned in the President Biden's two-hour news conference yesterday. I know.
Oh,
you,
I hadn't noticed.
Oh, really? You know now. you must have been. Well, it was kind of interesting because there's an article in the New Hampshire Journal today, written by Michael Graham, and it leads off: "Is Chris Sununu Joe Biden's favorite Republican?" I don't know if you've read it yet, but you'll probably read it during the day. But it sounded that way during the president's press conference because he quoted you because one of the reporters asked him about, you know, his accomplishments so far and what he's been able to do. Did he overpromise, things like that? But he kind of quoted you in your answer when you said why you were not going to run for U.S. Senator back then, because, you know, the end result was that the Republicans were just going to be an obstruction to for the policies in the next couple of years. I find it interesting. Do you think you are Joe Biden's favorite Republican? I don't know. What do you think?
This is the second time in about a month that he's done this kind of public call out of me. I don't know. I've met the man once and all that. So no, I can be pretty outspoken and I think what I said in that interview that he was quoting, and I didn't appreciate that he was using my quote to further his agenda when it really wasn't a direct comparison. You know, folks asked me about why I didn't run, and I said, look, I'm not going to go down to Washington just to be a roadblock or just to wait for something to happen. I'm a doer. I love to manage, and I can do more for my state here. You've heard that before. And he used that to say, see, all the Republicans don't do anything. And I'm sorry, Mr. President, the Democrats are just, if not more, in my opinion, as culpable of that. For 4 years, they had a do-nothing agenda with former President Trump. And my argument is with all of the politics of Washington, with all of the extreme or nothing, you're with us, you're against us, no willingness to work across the party line. You know, this whole issue around the filibuster, and I'm glad that whole argument is going away. I'll tell you why the filibuster is important and why Democrats, Senator Hassan, 2 years ago, writing letters, how important it was. Kamala Harris saying the filibuster must stand, is to get rid of it would be a threat on democracy, but all of a sudden having a 180-degree change of heart now that her party's in power. The filibuster doesn't give the minority power the control, but it forces the majority to say, okay, maybe we have to bring some folks to our side. Maybe we have to give some concessions, find a middle ground on some of these issues. That's how it's always worked. And it worked really well through the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s. So the system isn't broken. You shouldn't change the rules on the system. I just think folks have to stop worrying about being so ultra-partisan, so to one side of an issue. And so that's my frustration as a whole with Washington. Now, the president, you know, used that just to bash on the Republicans, but which I didn't appreciate. So I don't know why he keeps calling me out. I guess at least he's reading the articles. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it.
Well, I think, Governor, I think he respects you. I think he respects you by calling you out on different occasions.
I try to be fair. I try to be positive. I just call it the balls and strikes like I see them. You've heard me say that before. And,
sure.
And maybe that's a bit new for Washington, D.C., I suppose. So I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think I'm going to see him in a couple weeks. All the governors will be going to Washington for a national Governors Association meeting. And if I get a chance to see him, I'll ask him, you know, or maybe I'll give him another line to use in his.
There you go. Give him another line.